I just thought I'd do an audio book. I've just recorded an audio bite via the Lovefresh app, which goes to all the beta testers. Unfortunately, it's only viewable or listenable within the app at the moment. We have made some steps to accelerate the development, which is about time, really. We were hoping to, because we're bootstrapped, save funds as much as possible. But it's become apparent that we need to move quicker. We want to get the website up and running. We've got all the data there. We just need to crunch it all up and present it nicely. So we're working on the styling at the minute. We're working on the engine. And we've got a lovely chap called Buddha Magnet, or Dave, who's going to be doing some contract work for us and joining the team to develop the Ruby side of the app, the web app. We won't be releasing an update this week. We'd hope to, but we don't want to rush it out. It's the last update before we start to introduce producer features, which are important for us to get in there so that people can see the full proposition that Lovefresh offers, and so that we can start visiting producers more proactively and explaining to them the benefits of using the app and the benefits of communicating back with their community. So they'll be able to tell people in the local area and people who visit their profile what's fresh at their place at any particular time. It's up to them. They could even post offers, for example, for checking in at their premises using the app, even at this early stage. We'll be developing that significantly over the coming weeks, and enhancing it so that we provide what we possibly rather cheesily think of as a 360 experience, so that it's not just a matter of consumers checking in at producers, but it's a chance for producers to continue that relationship further. So if you meet someone at a farmer's market and you like their goods, find out where their premises are, they can register those premises, they can blip what's fresh, they can fill out a menu of items, a limited menu, but that's good. We like limited. It keeps people focused, and they can update that whenever they like. We're excited about bringing the producer features out because they really help us define the whole Lovefresh experience and will make it a lot easier for us to demo what the app's all about, because at the moment, obviously, it's purely check-in and discovery, of course. Until we get those features in place, and along with Twitter integration, as the first social media integration we'll be doing, we want to keep things under wraps. We don't feel like we're selling ourselves completely until we've got those in place, and we don't feel like producers can appreciate the possibilities quite so much until those features are in place. And at that point, when we've got that up and running, when the basic producer package is in place, then we can expand the beta group, make the beta a little bit more open, and hopefully get the app off to the App Store sooner rather than later. The HTML5 web app will also be ready at the same time, and that will allow anyone on any phone to check in with Lovefresh. So we'll kind of be rolling much more publicly at that point. That's about it for Lovefresh news. In terms of the app, in terms of everything else, things are going well, but challengingly, because we are bootstrapped and we do need coding resources. Really, we've got so many features or small tweaks and features that we need to implement or want to implement to make sure the app gives a good impression on first use before we go public. And it's not so easy when you're bootstrapping and you've got one, really. Jeff is our coder. He's our CTO, of course, and my co-founder, and he's doing a great job, but has an awful lot of work to do because of the nature of the framework we're building. We want it to be scalable and robust, and we have to build lots of tests and make sure everything's working. We'll be moving to a new server in the next few days, which will be our permanent home for now. Permanent-ish home. And that will ensure that everything's nice and secure and nice and quick. So far as our quest for funding goes, we are making very positive moves. We're in discussion. We have some meetings lined up, and we're looking forward to speaking to investors and hoping to secure investment, which will give us the kind of peace of mind to push on, go forward, and spend a little bit more money on code. We've held back on printing our t-shirts because we've been securing a decent organic fairware supplier, and we've also been completing a design which is based on American agricultural art, and it's for our friends in the States, really. Our t-shirts will be going out to people in the community soon, once we've had them printed. We're not going to tell you how you earn the t-shirts. We're just going to surprise you once you've triggered certain events that will earn you a t-shirt. They're nice, they're not branded particularly. They're obviously branded, otherwise it would be pointless us doing them. But they're branded very subtly with the logo, and there's no splashing of blatant advertising. They're more about the message of fresh local food, sustainability, and a revolution in that area. We've got some other nice little promotional items that we're preparing at the minute, which we want to send out to you guys. We will give you a way for you to send us your address securely should you wish to receive these items. We've just had a minor heart attack when I saw River Cottage released their food app, because it had a local tab on it, and I was concerned that they were doing something very similar to us. It turns out it's nothing of the sort, and it's just another directory, this time in an app, but the web's full of them, so it always has been, and we're not particularly worried about that. If anything, it vindicates what we're doing, tells us we're on the right track, and actually, once I'd had a look at it, it made me realise that the way we're doing what we're doing is different, fresh, and exciting, and much more social, much more interactive, and much more powerful for producers and for consumers. So no reason for us to worry. although that didn't stop me for a couple of hours. Difficult times, because we see Christmas approaching. We had kind of ideas to have all your turkey sauces pumped into the app so that everyone could find nice fresh local turkeys for Christmas. We may or may not be meeting that goal. The main problem is that we require users to check that in, or ourselves to check that in. We have the option of importing databases of pre-existing places and producers that we know of, and producers that we can source from the internet, but frankly, it defeats the point of the app, which is supposed to be entirely social, and we'll hold firm on that. We are convinced it's the way to go. It does mean that at the moment the app is check-in light, but then it's also not particularly social, the app, yet, because we haven't switched on Twitter integration. It's all there. We've got our URL shortener built. We've got most of the Twitter code done. And we just need to get up to speed with our new Ruby guy, Dave, and get him to finish that and start the other elements of the web app that we want to have live. I've just looked at the time. It's 9 minutes I've been talking for now. I'm probably repeating myself. It's late, and obviously my mind never stops thinking about this at the moment. So there you go. That's a love fresh update for now. And I'll boo you later. Cheers.